理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 2 In order to get a better sense of exactly how the Baudelaire orphans felt as they began the gruelling journey up the stairs to Mr. and Mrs. Squalor's penthouse apartment, you might find it useful to close your eyes as you read this chapter, because the light was so dim from the small candles on the ground that it felt as if their eyes were closed, even when they were looking as hard as they could. At each curve in the staircase, there was a door that led to the apartment on each floor, and a pair of sliding elevator doors. From behind the sliding doors, the youngsters, of course, heard nothing, as the elevator had been shut down, but behind the doors to the apartments, the children could hear the noises of people who lived in the building. When they reached the seventh floor, they heard two men laugh as somebody told a joke. When they reached the 12th floor, they heard the splashing of water as somebody took a bath. When they reached the 19th floor, they heard a woman say, "Let them eat cake," in a voice with a strange accent. "I wonder what people will hear when they walk by the penthouse apartment," Violet wondered out loud, "when we are living there." "I hope they hear me turning pages," Klaus said. "Maybe Mr. and Mrs. Squalor will have some interesting books to read." "Or maybe people will hear me using a wrench," Violet said. "I hope the Squalors have some tools they'd let me use for my inventing."
"Crif,"
Sunny said, crawling carefully past one of the candles on the ground. Violet looked down at her and smiled. "I don't think that will be a problem, Sunny," she said. "You usually find something or other to bite. Be sure to speak up when you want us to start carrying you." "I wish somebody could carry me," Klaus said, clutching the banister for support. "I'm getting tired." "Me too," Violet admitted. "You would think, after Count Olaf made us run all those laps when he was disguised as a gym teacher, that these stairs wouldn't tire us out, but that's not the case. What floor are we on, anyway?" "I don't know," Klaus said. "The doors aren't numbered, and I've lost count." "Well, we won't miss the penthouse," Violet said. "It's on the top floor, so we'll just keep walking until the stairs stop." "I wish you could invent a device that would take us up the stairs," Klaus said. Violet smiled, although her siblings couldn't see it in the darkness. "That device was invented a long time ago," she said. "It's called an elevator. But elevators are out, remember?" Klaus smiled too. "And tired feet are in," he said. "Remember that time," Violet said, "when our parents attended the 16th annual runathon, and their feet were so tired when they got home that Dad prepared dinner while sitting on the kitchen floor instead of standing?" "Of course I remember," Klaus said. "We had only salad because they couldn't stand up and reach the stove." "It would have been a perfect meal for Aunt Josephine," Violet said, remembering one of the Baudelaire's previous guardians. "She never wanted to use the stove because she thought it might explode."
"Pommes,"
Sunny said sadly. She meant something along the lines of, as it turned out, the stove was the least of Aunt Josephine's problems. "That's true," Violet said quietly, as the children heard someone sneeze from behind a door. "I wonder what the Squalors will be like," Klaus said. "Well, they must be wealthy to live on Dark Avenue," Violet said.
"Acrophil,"
Sunny said, which meant, "and they're not afraid of heights, that's for sure." Klaus smiled and looked down at his sister. "You sound tired, Sunny," he said. "Violet and I can take turns carrying you. We'll switch every three floors." Violet nodded in agreement with Klaus's plan, and then said, "Yes," out loud, because she realized that her nod was invisible in the gloom. They continued up the staircase, and I'm sorry to say that the two older Baudelaires took many, many turns holding Sunny. If the Baudelaires had been going up a staircase of regular size, I would write the sentence, "Up and up they went." But a more appropriate sentence would begin, "Up and up and up and up," and would take either 48 or 84 pages to reach "they went," because the staircase was so unbelievably lengthy. Occasionally, they would pass the shadowy figure of someone else walking down the stairs, but the children were too tired to say even good afternoon, and later good evening to these other residents of 667 Dark Avenue. The Baudelaires grew hungry, they grew achy, and they grew very tired of gazing at identical candles and steps and doors.